The police officer who led part of the Operation Canova investigation into the activities of the British agent Steak Knife has said the British government is examining the need for an apology to be made to the families of alleged informers who were murdered by the IRA. Steak Knife was West Belfast man Freddie Scappaticci, and a report earlier this year found that members of the British security forces allowed murders to be carried out with impunity to protect their agents in the IRA. It concluded that the actions of Steak Knife led to more lives being lost than being saved. The report called on the Republican leadership and the British government to apologise to the families. And now Ian Livingstone, who has served as Chief Constable of Police Scotland, told the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee at Westminster that he is in active engagement with the government about an apology. We're joined by journalist, author and columnist with the Irish News, Brian Rowan. Brian, good to have you on the programme.
No, it's Brian Feeney.
Brian Feeney, I beg your pardon, Brian. Yeah. Apologies for that. You are a columnist with the Irish News.
I am indeed. I'm the good-looking one. Brian Rowan works for BBC.
Absolutely. Brian Feeney, can you see the British government apologising for this?
It's becoming more and more likely because John Boucher, who submitted his interim report last month, was very unhappy with the fact that there were no prosecutions after a report that cost $40 million. And it was clear that people who were acting as agents of British security forces were able to get away with killing people with impunity because the British will not say. They have this policy which is called neither condemn nor deny, NCND.
Neither confirm nor deny, yeah.
Yeah, so, and John Boucher said, you know, this is basically untenable. Now, he was very forceful yesterday at the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee, and he said, among other things, that the idea that you, because you're a state agent, you can kill someone with impunity and that the crime isn't investigated, the murder isn't investigated, he said that is poppycock. Yeah. So the British government is coming under increased pressure to apologise. That's one of the recommendations in the interim report.
But Brian, what would an apology look like from the British government? I mean, it's not like Bloody Sunday, which was horrific as it was. It was a relatively straightforward case of soldiers killing civilians. This involves collusion with paramilitaries, which could open a whole Pandora's box of further revelations.
Well, that's why the British government is very unhappy about being asked to apologise. But an apology has to be something along the lines of saying that agents did carry out murders with impunity because there were no guidelines. And let's face it, this all happened before 1993. So it's a long time ago, and there are guidelines now, and that's not likely to happen again. That kind of thing isn't likely to happen again. But because the British won't admit that people were informers or not, then the families of the people who were killed by the IRA, they're left not knowing whether their relative was in fact an informer, and it's only the IRA who says this person was an informer. And we know of cases where Scappaticci shot people to protect himself.
Yeah, Brian, we will leave it there for now. No doubt we will come back to this story. Brian Feeney, columnist with the Irish News, thank you. It's